Hey everyone out there, welcome to Redevelop That. I'm your host, Derek Allen. Let's take a moment, sit down, and discuss all things redevelopment in the city of Henderson.
3, 2, 1.
Here we go!
Welcome back everybody to Redevelop That. Derek Allen and Tiffany Reardon here today with you. We're grateful that you're tuning back in to this week's episode. We have a great interview for you with Tim Brooks from Emerald Island Casino and the Rainbow Casino. He's the owner of both of those great establishments here on Water Street. So if you're ever down here, you can stop in to either one of those casinos and check out what's going on. They have some great restaurants that and cafes that you can come and partake of their food. So
I highly recommend the barbecue over at Emerald Island Grill. It's delicious.
Yeah.
You can smell it for blocks away. It just entices you to stop by.
Yeah, that just draws you right in down when it's got all over downtown. So yeah, go check that out. That's great. Forgot about that. That's a good one.
And while you're down here, after you visit Emerald Island Grill or Triple B Burgers, don't forget to stop by our Water Street Events Plaza. Coming up, we have an evening with Paula Fuga on September 3rd and the Pacific Island Festival on September 9th and 10th.
Yeah, a lot of fun activities coming up here. We're getting into that season again. I know we mentioned it before, but going into fall, we have a lot of activities down here on Water Street that's coming.
And I'm a setup. It's September 2nd for the evening with Paula Fuga.
Oh, September 2nd.
She is a renowned artist that actually performs with Jack Johnson and Ziggy Marley.
Wow, that's pretty big. That's exciting. So that's at the amphitheater here on Water Street?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So September 2nd, come on down, check that out. Check out that concert. That sounds like a fun night. Well, with that, we'll go ahead and turn to our interview with Tim. He had a lot of great things, a lot of great insights about his experience here on Water Street. And he's been down here for the past almost over 20 years now. And so he's, you know, he came in and took over at the Emerald Island Casino and has grown that establishment and has created a great venue space down here for people to visit and to come and hang out. And so let's sit back, relax, and let's listen in on what Tim's got to say. So we're here with Redevelop That. We're with Tim Brooks with Emerald Island and the Rainbow Casinos. We're grateful to have you on today and to be here with us.
Well, I've been looking forward to this since Vanya told me about it a few months ago, or maybe a month ago. So this is great. It's good to be here.
Yeah, we're excited to you know, we're slowly growing the podcast, getting it out there, and really this is a podcast, you know, from businesses to businesses. You know, that's kind of our market is the business owners and the other businesses here in the area, so that everybody kind of starts getting to know who the owners are and who the, you know, what companies and businesses are in our redevelopment areas. And so to really get that, you know, to get your name out there. And we found that, you know, when businesses know other businesses, then that's when the community starts to grow. And so that's what, you know, why we're here, to help you get your name out there.
Well, I'm here to tell a story.
The good. Yeah. Well, we understand that your story started actually in restaurants.
It did. It started right after college. I got in the restaurant business in downtown Los Angeles, and I worked for a gentleman. It was supposed to be 1 year when I got out of school, and it ended up being 15 years. And I got recruited by a gaming corporation in Northern Nevada that had four small properties in the Reno-Sparks area. And eventually became their CEO and ran four properties, gaming casinos up there. We all had restaurants, so I was a big help to them in helping them get their food and beverage things in line, because that's what I had been trained to do. And then in 1998, we discovered a little small casino here in Henderson that we bought, and we remodeled, and we opened it in October of 99 up the street. And one thing led to another. I ended up leaving that company, found the Emerald Island Casino, which was at one time originally a post office, which you may or may not know. It was a U.S. post office. It was built in 1949. The building's built really well, as you can tell. That was like during the Cold War era. So everything that the government built was like a bomb shelter. So we know that every time we try to bump out a wall or something, it's like, oh, gosh, there's rebar and concrete and cinder blocks. So it's very well built back in those days. So we, my brother, twin brother Mike, who still lives in Southern California, and I teamed up and we bought the building in 2001, and we formed our company and went through the licensing process and opened the Emerald Island in May of 2003. Okay. And so the original post office that was here closed in 1998, and it became three casinos between 1998 and 2000. All three of them had failed. So people looked at me and said, are you crazy? You're going to fail too. But I didn't know any better. So sometimes it's better not to know. Right. And then you have more courage or guts to take a leap of faith. So we did. And it worked out real well. We had a lot of assistance, or I should say help and guidance, from the redevelopment agency at that time. And they walked us through the licensing process and what we had to do. And one thing led to another. So like I said, we bought the building in 2001, and 18 months later in 2003, and in May of 2003, we were open. And I don't know what happened in between 2001 and 2003. It was a blur, and it's been a really, really fun. We just celebrated our 19th anniversary at the Rainbow, or excuse me, at the Emerald Island. And so a lot of things, which we'll talk about in a few minutes, have happened since then. But what's happened on Water Street, if you haven't been here, come see it, and you'll be very happy with what you see.
Insane. Yeah, you definitely have seen a lot of the transformation here on Water Street through all that time then.
There's no doubt. There's been a transformation is probably an understatement, because it's really come full circle. So when we first opened here in 2003, there were very few businesses that were open after dark. I mean, there's still the old stalwarts, like, you know, the Gold Mine Tavern has been here since 65 and things of that nature. But now you've got wonderful restaurants like Juan's Flaming Fajitas. You've got a coffee bar, Public Works. You've got the Lifeguard Arena. And there's all kinds of good things here that you can come do and have fun.
Yeah, it's definitely the nighttime ambiance has changed quite a bit down here on Water Street.
It really has, and I think someone mentioned to this earlier that you come down on Water Street on the weekend, and there's people actually on the street walking back and forth, to other businesses. You can actually do a pub crawl if you want. You can go ice skating. I mean, you can do all kinds of things here. And the city has done a great job with the events plaza. They're always putting on. It seems like every weekend there's an event going on. So it's just a wonderful place to be right now.
Yeah, they're definitely, I know our Parks and Recs crew that manage and oversee kind of the events plaza. You know, they work hard to keep that active and keep that engaged, and then to also get the businesses involved with those events.
Yeah, and what's really helped too are our master plan communities like Cadence, which is just a mile from here, and then there's another Black Mountain Country Club area. Mm-hmm. That's been the golf course is gone, and there's new homes coming there, so obviously there's more people, so you have critical mass. So it's good for businesses, and it's also good for the people that live here, and it's got a hometown feel if you've lived here any specific amount of time, you know what I'm talking about. And once you come down here, you're like, going, okay, this is cool, especially if you come down for a special event.
Yeah, definitely when Water Street's closed down and a lot of vendors on the street, it definitely has a cool vibe to it. So very cool. So, through the time you've been here, you've seen a lot of, dare I say, ups and downs of our economy and pandemic and all sorts of things. How's that, how have you guys been able to weather all that?
Right. Well, that's a great question. So 2003, we opened, and there was a learning curve for us. It's our first casino on our own. I'd never had my own business. I always worked for somebody. So that was a learning curve. But once you make a decision, you don't look back. So things started really doing really well. And the end of 2003, 2004, 2005, everything was going great, as you remember. Yeah. 2006 was phenomenal. 2007, pretty good. And then 2008 came, and 9 and 10. Yeah. And Well, you know what happened. Well, yeah, they were lean times over. We did okay because we offer value. And when people aren't going to stop wanting to go out, what they do is they seek value. And so we actually saw growth during those years. But still, we didn't grow as much as we would like to have, but at least we did see some growth. So it took time. And in about 2012, 13, we did a little addition here at the Emerald Island. And one thing led to another. More people started frequenting the area. The city, as I said earlier, did a great job in promoting the area. So here we are 10 years later. And it's hard to believe sometimes I have to pinch myself and go, it's 2022, 2012, 2010, that was 12. 10 years ago, yeah, it seems crazy, doesn't right. it? So I always have to remind myself, oh, that was 2010. That was 12 years ago. Yeah. Wow. Okay. Here we go. So
come a long way since then.
Yeah, we have. And then the Peppermill Corporation had owned the Rainbow Club directly across the street from us on Water Street. Mm-hmm. They'd owned the Rainbow since 1984, and they had decided they wanted to divest themselves of their property here. They have 5,000 employees in their company, and mm-hmm. pretty much all of them are in Northern Nevada, the Reno right. Sparks and the Wendover area. And they, yep. and we had a good relationship with them, right? You always want to be good neighbors, and you get yep. along with your neighbors. And hey, we'd run out of something. Hey, we need flour, so to speak, for lack of a better. And we borrow it from them. They borrow something from us. So we got to know them, and they approached me and 2016-17 said, we're thinking about selling, would you be interested? And I said, yes, we would be. And then we were able to consummate the deal, and in 2020, good timing, right?
Yeah, right.
we purchased the Rainbow Club and went through the licensing process. So now we employ approximately 325 folks in between both properties, the Emerald Island and the Rainbow Club. That's something that we're very proud of, because we love to create jobs and pay our taxes to the city.
Right. And we appreciate that.
I'm sure you do.
Something you talked about, it kind of in there, is about relationships. You know, the relationships with businesses, and the good relationship you had with the Peppermill during that time. You know, what kind of other, how have you found the other relationships with other businesses in the area downtown?
I think they've been really, really great. People look to each other for ideas, businesses, and we've been here 20 years, and some businesses have been here longer than we have, but a lot have come in after us, and we've welcomed them with open arms, and we've reached out to them, how can we help you, through a vendor partner program that we share in association with other businesses here in the Water Street District. So we try to make them feel good, because we want them to succeed, yeah. right? Because if they do well, we're going to do well. And more people always bring more money to the area. So that's... We get along. There's the Water Street Business District Association that is very big proponent of fostering business and communication and growth in the area, and that's worked real well. Brings businesses together, because we're all in this together.
Absolutely. You know, it's when one succeeds, you all succeed in some form or fashion, and yeah. there's a lot of synergy that comes with similar types of businesses, but also diversity of businesses bring a lot of, brought a lot of value to an area, and being able to have that variety to kind of, like you just mentioned, walking up and down Water Street, you see a lot of interesting things and a lot of different new things that weren't here before. So
yeah, not only private businesses, but the public business, like the city, right? They're mm-hmm. our business partner, if you really think about yeah. it, because the more business we do, the more taxes we're going to pay, and the more taxes that the city earns, the better they're able to service the community.
Yeah.
So it has a really nice effect on everybody.
Yeah, and absolutely. And our goal and our mission, especially within redevelopment, is to remove blight. We're here to make a community better, and to make it more appealing to visitors and residents and the businesses that are here in the area. And so anything we can do to help remove that stigma of making it a area that people do want to be in, and the people that visitors want to come and check out, and businesses want to move into, is it's huge for us. And so that's definitely we're vested in seeing you as business owners and succeed.
There's no doubt. I mean, easier said than done, but I think sure. the city does a good job, a very good job, is they listen, and they take our thoughts or our input, and they take it back, and they mull it over, and they come up with really good strategies, if you will, or best practices. Mm-hmm. And I think at the end of the day, now look, at not everything that we try is going to work.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to fail at certain things.
Sure.
But as long as you recognize that and you don't stick to it too long and you move on.
Yeah.
I mean, I use that analogy of a baseball player. When you're successful 30% of the time, you're an all-star.
Right.
So I kind of use that in business, because not everything you do is going to be the right thing, but at least you tried. And what you don't want to do is stick to think something too long that's not working and just move on.
Yeah, that's a practice of almost any business, is that you try something and
if
it works, great, you succeed and move on.
Exactly.
Go with it, but if it doesn't, then try
it's okay to admit you made a mistake.
Exactly. There's no wrong in failure. Yeah. So in failing, but so I mean, what's your guys' future here on Water Street? I do know you guys are trying to expand, but.
We are. Well, so we've actually reinvested quite a bit of our revenue back into the Rainbow Club, which is doing really well. It's performing well for us. The Emerald Island, we enter our 19th year. We just started. It's had our 19th anniversary this past May, and we have plans to expand the Emerald Island, add another dining facility, another bar, and more slot machines. So we want to grow along with the growth of Water Street. So again, we got the easy part done. Now we're going through the process, as you well know, to get that all approved and ready to roll, so we can create more jobs and put more people to work and service the community better.
No, that's another aspect of redevelopment is, you know, bringing jobs to an area. That is what makes a community also successful, is having good jobs for and our residents to be able to.
That's true.
Find value in work.
I will tell you, Derek, that in 2003, the day we opened our door, we had 62 employees, and I thought to myself, we'll never be able to support that. There's too many employees. Now we're up to 300 and a little over 320.
That's
so
amazing. Yeah,
so it's growth. Awesome. So creating jobs is very, very important to us.
Nope, and then that just means you're growing. So that's you got a lot of good customers that keep coming back.
And a lot of it has to do with people that have moved to the area. The city's done a good job to attract residences, and like I mentioned, some master plan communities. But you really think about where our growth in our nation is going to occur in the next 20 years from now. It's going to be the Southwest states like Nevada and Texas and New Mexico. So, and most of them are going to come from our neighbor to the west, right? Mm-hmm. Most of them.
Yeah.
So it's got a better tax structure. Nevada is a great state to live in. Nevada really is a rural state. Actually, when you think about it, when you get outside of Las Vegas, for that matter, Reno proper, you ever made that drive from here to Reno, from here to Elko, there's some really, really cool things to do in our state. And I think that more people are discovering how good it is.
I mean, and definitely you get a lot of the snowbirds that that come down that realize, like, I can deal with a little bit of extra heat, and if I don't have to do a snow, so that's
Well, here in Southern Nevada, the heat obviously it can be a distraction or a detractor, but once you get through your first summer, it's a piece of cake. Having lived in both Northern and in Southern Nevada, from a business standpoint, when I think there's more people here, so there's obviously more opportunities for businesses like ours. But Northern Nevada is a wonderful place to live as well. I mean, it's just really nice. It's a great state.
My wife's from Sparks and lived and grew up in Elko some. And so, I've been.
Oh, you grew up in Elko?
I didn't grow up in Elko. My wife did.
Yeah.
And so we would visit up there. And there's beauty all over this state that I think really goes untalked about and is really overlooked.
You just hope people don't ruin it. So when you come to Nevada, respect the state, please.
That's
thank
right.
you.
That's right. Yeah, but come and check it out. There's some pretty amazing stuff also. Well, sitting here listening to all the things you do and all the things you've been involved with, and it sounds like you work a lot. You enjoy what you do and you enjoy growing the business. But what are things like you do? What do you like to do in your spare time?
Oh, I love to work.
What do you like to work?
I like to read a lot. I read a lot. I'm a big fan of baseball, and I'm originally from Southern California. I didn't ruin the state, though. I respect the state here in Nevada. So I love the Dodgers, and I love going to Golden Knights games. And I have two children that live here, and we just became grandparents, my wife and I. So that's something that we're looking forward to. Growing here, and when I leave Henderson, it's going to be in a pine box because I'm not going anywhere. I love it here so much. I think Henderson is one of the best places in the world to live, and I'll stick that one till the day I die.
Henderson has definitely come a long ways in from where its roots began, and I was born and raised in Vegas, and so clear on the west side of town, but and I know Henderson's history has not always been of growth and change over the years, and has become a place to.
Well, I think Henderson learned a lot from what Las Vegas did. I mean, Las Vegas grew so fast back in the 90s, mm-hmm. and Henderson saw that, and they planned. They planned really well the infrastructure, the parks and recreation, yeah. right, the roads. And I go back to infrastructure, where I can remember driving through Vegas. It seemed like there was always something going wrong with the sewer system or something was happening. Yeah. But here it was really very well planned. You can tell there was a lot of thought. And I think they learned from some of the mistakes that Las Vegas made. Not intentionally that they made those mistakes, but I think Henderson learned from that. And that's why people love to call Henderson home.
Definitely a place to call home.
It's very safe, I believe, to live here in Henderson. And I think we have a great public services, from the police department to the fire to, there's more hospitals coming. Yeah. Obviously, when people decide to move here, they want to have hospital systems, yeah. right? Because a lot of the people that are moving are getting ready to retire, and they're gonna need the healthcare facilities to get them through their years. In schools, of course, I think Henderson, even though there may be a bad rap in some of the schools here in the county, but the Henderson schools are very well run, in my opinion.
And,
and maybe someday we'll have our own school district. Yeah. You never know.
We never know.
Yeah.
But I definitely know that's why Henderson is the second largest city in the state now, and because this is where people are coming to live and recreate and enjoy the business community that's been developed here. Groups like you guys have done to build a great community. So
appreciate it.
Great structure around here. So we really appreciate you coming on and being a part of our podcast. And we look forward to seeing you guys grow and hopefully do what we can, our part, to help that process move along.
I appreciate that. Like I said, I can't say enough good things about our city, about the people that live here. So if you're listening, come.
Yeah. We'll be here for you.
All right. Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks, Tim.
Well, thanks, Tim, for that great interview. Thanks for sitting down with us to talk about your history and your what brought you to Henderson, and how you got into the casino business from the restaurant business. But you've definitely have built quite a thriving two casinos now here down in downtown Water Street, and so it's exciting to see all the things you've accomplished up to this point in time. And so
it was great to hear about all the employees that you've brought down to the Water Street District and the way that you collaborate with our local businesses here within Water Street and with the city of Henderson. We love having business owners like you in this area.
Yeah, it's definitely, we've talked about a little before some of the other businesses there at Broadbent with Jay Kirk that, they talk about the collaboration with working with other businesses in the area. And so that's a great point, Tiffany, about the opportunity to have to work with some great businesses, other businesses in the area here on Water Street. So we're excited to have Tim and his group here running those two casinos. So thanks again, Tim. We really appreciate your plug for the city also working with us to help build some of our programs and our activities down here on Water Street as we continue our growth and maturity as a downtown destination. But so with that, we have another episode down today. Thanks for stopping and listening. And again, I'll make the plug that if you, a listener, are interested in potentially being on one of our episodes, please feel free to email me at derek.allen, that's derek.allen, allen, at cityofhenderson.com. And you can also go to our website at cityofhenderson.com.
Also, if there's a topic you would like to learn more about, let us know. Reach out. If there's a tool that would help you in your business, we'd love to talk about it. And maybe we can seek out specific interviewees that would help the business community around here.
Yeah, we had the one from Red Panda Solutions talked about cybersecurity. And so, we're definitely open to ideas and on topics of what you as business owners would find helpful and making your business more successful or growing it here in the area. So reach out, let us know what we can do for you. And so again, that's derek.allen at cityofhenderson.com. But with that, we'll wrap up this episode, and we look forward to our future episodes. We got a few more ready to go and to come to release. We have Laura Jane Spina. She's with Raffi Architecture. She's been a longtime proponent and advocate for redevelopment and here in our area.
And after that, we'll have Scott Muehlrath with the Henderson Chamber of Commerce. Yep. Both very interesting individuals. You'll want to tune back in for their episodes.
Yeah, we're excited. We got a lot coming up here. So tune back in, and we'll look forward to talking to you soon. Have a great one.